Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Mike Gorman is the voice of the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you? What's going on?
Good. What's going on with this thing? It's weird, huh?
Yeah, it is pretty weird. I think we're going to be playing games in empty arenas pretty soon, sooner than people think. I think each one of these leagues, the NHL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, who will all be in operation over the next couple of weeks, they don't want to be the first one to have some disaster turn out on their hands, or as you were saying earlier, Rich, that you know, have the name of your team be associated with the virus. So I think they're going to have to do something to show good faith. If they're canceling St. Patrick's Day parades and canceling the whole country of Italy, I think they can cancel a Celtic basketball game.
Now, I hate to say it, you seem like an extremely healthy person, but unfortunately, you are in
old.
The demo.
You're old.
You know, this is the you're in the demo.
Old man.
That the you know, society is concerned about. The CDC has mentioned.
You're very old.
How are you taking all this? You're traveling. You're in big crowds all the time. You're going to different cities, many of them in which.
Given
this
your
is
age,
out there.
You understand what's going on.
But no, I mean, with all of this, like, where's your concern level?
My concern level is high, and I think a lot of it has to do with. At the Celtic game the other night, a lot of people come walking by the table and they want to say nice things, which I'm very flattered by how long they've listened or how long I've been doing this. And they stick out their hand to shake hands. And I just don't want to shake hands with anybody anymore. It's nothing personal, but I'm just trying to cut down the odds of being the one who gets this thing. So they're talking about giving players, when they come out of the locker room, everyone gets a marker so that they don't have to, if they're going to sign autographs at all, they can have to use a pen that's been passed around with a bunch of people. So the place where the Celtics come out of that tunnel that used to have kids that they're signing autographs, that whole thing is empty now for games. They're going to clear that out so that nobody can get within 8 to 10 feet of players. The NBA announced yesterday that you can't, no more one-on-one interviews with players. Press are not going to be allowed in the locker room anymore.
In all seriousness, Mike, do you think that is entirely because of the virus? Or do you think that they were like, all right, this is like kind of a win-win?
Here's an excuse to...
I think it's an opening they can take advantage of, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to get some things that they the players may want. But... yeah, I think, you know, the first time an NBA player comes down with this, is that's going to really mess things up. Because obviously if you're playing in a basketball game, there's a lot of physical contact that's going on. There's a lot of people sweating on each other. I don't think that's going to – I think that's going to be a major problem the first time someone reports sick and starts to have some of the symptoms.
So have you talked to anyone, whether it be with the NBA or even like your, you know, like a doctor about, you know, what you should do to keep yourself safe during all of this? Because once again, as I said, you're in these huge crowds and you're traveling to these cities where, you know, the coronavirus seems to be, you know, been spotted. Have you talked to anyone about what personally you're going to do?
No, I mean, it's the same thing that everybody should do, which is wash your hands as much as possible. See if you can steal some Purell somewhere because it's missing everywhere you go. I went to two different drugstores here in Indianapolis yesterday, and they, as soon as I walked in, stopped to say, do you have? They're like, no, we don't have. We don't know when we're going to get any more. So it's difficult to keep up on that end. But, I can't do anything different than anybody else. Again, it's one of those things that everybody's just waiting to see if somebody comes down with it. If somebody comes down with it who's directly associated with a team or a player, then they're going to have to make some very interesting moves in terms of who they quarantine. But again, for me, again, I just wash my hands and try not to have physical contact with people.
You got guys like LeBron James saying he's not going to play if it's not in front of a crowd.
Yeah,
do you think
that's a
position he's going to stay with? And how do you believe the Celtics feel about this, just from what you know about these guys?
Well, I think that, again, I think nobody wants to be the team that is associated with some sort of an outbreak of this. The Celtics will follow the league policy, I think. I talked to somebody in the league office. I'll leave his name out. I talked to somebody in the league office recently, and I said, what's the over-under if a number of games are going to be played before the end of the year in front of empty buildings? And I said, if it was a number, let's say five. And he, without missing a beat, he looked at me and he said, over.
Wow. Okay. So they're ready to go. They're ready to go to finish a season in empty arenas.
Yeah, I think so.
Man,
I think so.
I wonder what that says about March Madness. Like, I just keep thinking about that, too. I mean, of all the things.
Oh, they got to cancel that.
Or just play them in front of nobody, right?
Well, play them in front of nobody, yeah. I think that's going to be the ultimate goal. See, the individual franchises would lose up to as much as $3 million a game with no ticket sales. So obviously, if you're an owner, you want to put this off as long as possible. But you'll continue to get the TV money no matter what. So I think the idea of in the public interest, not allowing 15,000-20,000 people to come together in a small area, you're doing the right thing, and then you just televise the games and hope that people get a kick out of it watching it in an empty arena. It's like going to the Y and a good game back up.
Has there been any talk with NBC Sports Boston? Because I know that Ray Hudson, who we like, and even you, when you did the Olympics, you know, you weren't actually there for some of it. You were in a room watching video of it and doing play-by-play, and it sounded like you were there. Has there been any discussion about that possibly happening and you not actually traveling to any of the away games?
Lots of that talk has been. I don't think the TV crews will go to away games, would be my guess. For instance, Boston would take the Indiana feed of the guys doing the game for Indiana, and that would be televised in Boston. And then when the Celtics have home games played in front of empty arenas, an empty TD Garden, our feed would be the one that goes out to everybody who wants to take it.
Wow.
I don't think they'll travel TV crews. My wife says I'm something of an alarmist on this, but I think the Olympics are going to get canceled.
I mean, at this point, you got to think that there's at least discussions being made, even though they're putting up a front like there isn't. But I mean, so you and Scal would be back in Boston, and when do you? What's the earliest you think that would start?
Well, you know, it's such a changing thing. I mean, every day you turn on the news and there are new stories. And then, you know, one day they're saying, well, we've got this thing contained. And then some other best story breaks out and it's not even close to contained. I don't think it's contained, and I don't think we have any idea how many people in this country, our country, are carrying the disease right now. I lost your original question, Rich, in my mind.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that your history as a studio handball expert is going to come in very handy.
Legendary stuff.
I think it will. That's the only way they can really do a lot of these things.
Would you go to Aruba if you were me?
Would you go to Aruba? Yeah, sure.
So why do you not care? You don't care about me. So you're saying that you wouldn't do a game like in L.A., but me?
No, I would do a game in L.A. I didn't say I wouldn't do a game. I'll do games. As long as they're doing games, I'll do games, and I think that we're not in a reckless situation where outbreaks are happening here, there, and everywhere. We're just chucking ahead to play the Brooklyn Nets.
Do you think I'm going to get quarantined in Aruba?
Do I think you get quarantined? Well, it wouldn't be a bad place to get quarantined.
Come on, Mike. Everything's a bad place to get quarantined. Please.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because I don't want the government to tell me I can't do something. I like my freedom.
Well, that's true. Okay. Well, but no one's going to tell you can't go to Aruba. Are they going to stop you?
No, but they might stop me coming back.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Yeah, but there'd have to be some sort of outbreak on the island. There isn't anything like that that you know of, right?
No, but I know I'd like to go to a little place called Kokomo, where we get there fast and we take it slow. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Yes, I do.
Very good friends with
next line. I don't know the next line, but I understand what you're saying.
That's where we want to go, way down in Kokomo, is the next line. Mike Love is a good
friend. We're going to play a game tonight in Indiana. That's all I know. I think it's a day-to-day, to answer your question, Rich, I think it's day-to-day. I think the NBA, Adam Silver and his corresponding people in Major League Baseball and NHL are talking on phones every day, and they're going to make a united move. I think they're going to make a united move, and I think that'll happen week to 10 days at the most.
Are you
keep going the way they're going?
Well, I mean, it's going to be weird. It's going to seem strange on TV, but I mean, the fact that you would prefer that, right? During all this, like being able to broadcast from Boston, like until this all settles down from a remote location.
Yeah, I think I would prefer that. Yeah, I would prefer that. I think we're going to get to that before too long. I think we're going to get there. People want to wish this virus away. Like our president seems to want to wish this virus away. That's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So we're going to have to deal with it accordingly.
All right. Mike Gorman risking life and limb.
In Indianapolis, the heartland of the country here, Indianapolis.
That's right. Home of really bad hospitals. Mike.
Yeah, but it's amazing though, how, you know, I don't see people walking around with masks, but there are lines sometimes in restaurants for people to get to sinks to wash their hands.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen.
I see the masks all over the place. Like, I live in downtown, so, I mean, they're everywhere.
All right.
Yeah, but they say masks aren't going to help you, right?
I know. Yeah, I know. It's weird. Nobody knows what they're doing right now, Mike. That's the thing. It's weird.
Yeah, that's true.
They gave us
put me
extra
on the head of that list. We don't know what they're doing.
All right. Well, listen, Mike Gorman, stay safe. All right, Mike Gorman.
All right.
Thank you so much.
It's weird, man. This is weird.
Yeah, I know.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Five, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
All right, is there a better in-studio sports show than Inside the NBA?
No.
And matter of fact, there's many people saying that they should be in the NBA Hall of Fame. Listen, I got no problem with any of that. To me, that
everything else is in the NBA Hall of Fame.
I know. They basically just put anybody in if you...
Yeah, there's high school players that are in there. It's high school coaches. I'm sure that...
Bobby Hurley Sr.
Charles Barkley and Draymond Green have been jawing off a lot lately. And this has been going on for how many years now? Has there been like somewhat of a rivalry between these two guys?
At least a couple. The two of them have been sniping back and forth. Started, what, during the playoffs a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah. And I think that, you know, Barkley had criticized the play of Draymond Green for something like that. And, of course, Draymond Green is not one to sit back. He ended up mouthing off once again. So, apparently, at one point, I guess Draymond Green was saying that he would take Charles Barkley's job and that, you know, Charles Barkley's old and washed up and that Draymond Green is going to take his job. So Charles Barkley fired back with this. He was on, I think it was the Dan Patrick Show, and said this about Draymond Green.
He's like the guy in the boy band who's the least important member. And he think the crowd is like cheering for him. He doesn't realize he's standing next to Justin Timberlake. Yeah, he's the least famous person in the boy band. And he thinks he's a star.
So he's Joey Fatone.
Oh, how dare you?
I'm not going to talk about Joey. I know Joey.
Okay, Lance Bass. He's Lance Bass.
Stop it, man. We're not going to insult him about it. But he's like in the boy band, who's lucky to be in the boy band, and like he think all the girls are screaming for him. And like, no, they're screaming for Justin Timberlake. You're just in the band. Enjoy being in the band, because you're never going to have any hit singles.
Oh, I mean, perfect, perfect. It's great, right.
But by the way, he named two. The guy who's the least in NSYNC is the guy with the yarn in his hair.
Chris Kirkpatrick. Yes, that's right.
Who is he in The New Kids in the Block? He's the other Knight brother, right?
He's Jonathan. Jonathan Knight.
Yeah. I'm thinking NKOTB.
Or is he Danny?
No, there are two of them that are just invisible.
Danny is the one kind of with a long face. And then
Fatone's actually done something with himself.
Well, Fatone kind of became like a, you know, self-deprecating.
And he's now a game show host, Joey Fatone.
Sure. No, he's done okay. Yeah, I don't know about Lance Bass. I don't know what he ended up doing.
Well, Lance Bass is very into space, I would have you know. He is into...
Oh, he was going to be on that first, like, thing that... Who is developing
probably
it?
Probably, like,
Branson or something
or
like that.
Branson, okay. Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, the first things to space. So you got that going on with those two guys. And then you've got Doug Gottlieb, and we've had our fun with Doug Gottlieb before. So Doug Gottlieb was doing, I guess, I don't know what show this was on, but it was a show that has big monitors and all these things spinning all around, and he was doing his top teams that he believed are going to make a bang in the NBA playoffs. And at number four... came the Boston Celtics. Remember, this clip is from this week. This clip is from 2020.
They've been worse since getting Kyrie back. That may defy logic. I still think you get to winning time in the playoffs. You got Kyrie. Jason Tatum went on that heater. Part of the reason he went on the heater was he didn't have Kyrie taking up a bunch of the shots. But Jason Tatum was Eastern Conference Player of the Month in February, 38 and 3.2 assists per game. They're number two in scoring defense. So they have the defense of the Raptors, only I feel like they have more go-to guys for the playoffs than the Raptors. I'll put the Celtics at four.
Okay, so probably a simple mistake. He meant to say Kemba Walker instead of Kyrie Irving until somebody pointed out to me the video playing in the background have highlights of Kyrie Irving.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, you know, in fairness, he's only their basketball expert. In fairness, he played he got kicked out of Notre Dame. I know a guy who was on that team when he was stealing credit cards out of wallets, and they went to Oklahoma State. So, you know, all he is the basketball expert. So, of course, he would not know who Kyrie Irving's playing for.
I miss those CBS Sports minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like you just hung on to the edge of your seat. Like, I can't wait to find out.
Dropping knowledge.
Who is Sleepy McBeef that came on after Boomer? Like, there was
Was it John Feinstein?
Feinstein. I mean, Sleepy McBeef would come on, and you'd be like, by the end of it.
Yeah. What is up?
I mean, Rome was the only guy worth listening to.
That's right. Takes galore. Give me a minute, and I will bring you the world. Jim Rome. That's him.
Jim Rome.
What is up, Kyrie? Kyrie causing problems.
Brittany Shears.
Jason Tatum, player of the month.
Regrow your drug-free lettuce.
Excelling without Kyrie.
Have a nice day.
Repping Kyrie.
Yeah. The hoodie just got carved.
Well, yeah. CBS Sports Minutes were the best.
Yeah, so rest in peace. And we were talking about this before. So you heard Mike Gorman there talking about how sooner than not you're going to see stadiums that are completely empty. And you had a bunch of governors yesterday come out and say that this is probably going to happen. There's a meeting today within the heads of the NBA, many of the owners, and they're discussing having these games in front of absolutely no one, except the thing that they're trying to have done today is the dumbest plan I've ever heard, and that is moving the games that are in cities that have a large amount of infected people into cities that don't have a large amount of infected people, which is just one of the dumbest ideas, because first of all, you don't even know. Everyone doesn't have these kits. It could be a ton of infections all over the place. And also, if you're bringing people from an infected area into a non-infected area, what could possibly go wrong? So LeBron James at first said that he wouldn't play in front of no crowd. He goes, that was stupid, and he wouldn't do it. Well, yesterday he changed his tune.
LeBron, I know you talked about this earlier, but with the very real possibility that the crowd could be banned from a game, when you look at the Laker experience with the celebrities in the crowd and that you've had three games with just an electric crowd out there, can you wrap your head around that, not having fans in this atmosphere?
Well, you know, it's not only just about the Laker faithful, which is unbelievable, the best in the world. You know, I've just, you know, none of us have ever played a basketball game where no one has been in the stands. Like, literally, no one has been in the stands. So, you know, it would be something that would be very challenging, you know. But you know, we see what happens. We see what happens with the protocol and everything that goes on with that going forward. And just take it from that.
For both of you guys, not to suggest you guys missed us pregame, but was there any conversation in the locker room? Like, whoa, like, they're not in here.
You want the honest truth? Or?
No, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's changed his tune just a little bit.
Yeah. So I've canceled my trip to Aruba after yesterday dismissing the virus as just the flu. And yes, life is going to get exceptionally weird. Exceptionally weird. But we'll still be at work.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the only ones here.
Maybe not here physically, because if someone comes in here and has the coronavirus, then the whole, you know, the building has to spread. There still isn't a contingency plan. They're working on it. I know they're trying to figure it out, but we might be like in some van somewhere
down by the river.
You know, almost like the guys who are like doing surveillance of somebody. That's where the broadcast booth is going to be.
Yeah,
you know, there's been talks about like remote stuff being put in like a car that's away from everything, so it can't get infected.
We would be broadcasting from another location at least 2 days while the building is being disinfected by a hazmat-approved company.
Hmm.
So that's
think they would clean the building on a weekend, right? They wouldn't do that during the week.
I don't know what they're going to do, and I don't know why we have to be on
the air. Because people depend on us, Fred. We're the voice. We're the Vox Populi. We're the voice of the people.
Yeah. The Vox what?
Populi.
Oh, okay. What do people need us to say?
Well, we've got to bring the yucks.
That's right.
And we got to yell at people.
Yeah. Right. And there will be
the Papuli demands it.
Have you seen the traffic?
Dude,
TV?
You can go anywhere
this
you want.
This is fantastic. You get out of this building, 93 is empty. It's great.
I mean, really, the city is yours.
Yeah. Go wherever you want.
Like it was with Charlton Heston with the Omega
Honest
Man.
To God, you can take the Mass Pike home and be references. There in no time.
Yeah, we're the only people working.
Mm.
Like, that's it? We're the only people working.
Yeah?
Is there anybody who has quarantined right now?
And listening to the sound of our voices.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
So, have you started seeing that therapist your family wants you to see yet?
They're all full. They're not taking new patients, or perhaps they're putting the wool over my eyes.
Well, dude, like yesterday was ridiculous. Do you teach your kids to like act the way you did yesterday?
Yes.
That is a joke. The way you stormed out because Rich told you that this stuff is serious.
Well, then I came back and apologized to him. And then I canceled my trip to Aruba. So Rich was right.
He was. Well, I think this whole thing is ridiculous.
Well, then make up your mind. Are you mad at me or not? I left for 2 seconds. I came back. I apologized to him on the air and off the air. What more do you want me to do? I canceled my trip to Aruba. I mean, you need
to see someone, man. I mean, you're a grown man.
Are you crazy? I stood up and went to where Nick is for five. Why? What is going on with all these people?
Well, this
don't talk to me. You acted like he, you know.
And I apologized to him. I was wrong. What more do you want me to do? I'm so sorry. I made a mistake. He was right. I was wrong. What the hell else do you want me to do? Hey, hang on. I got up. I went into Nick's room for 2 seconds, and I came back in and apologized to him repeatedly, off air and on air. Then I went ahead and canceled my trip to Aruba. So he was right. What else do you want me to do? I had a momentary lapse of reason. Pink Floyd album. Mm-hmm. But I had a momentary lapse of reason. What else do you want me to do? Jesus, what is going on with all the listeners? My God.
They love you, Fred. They care. They care a lot.
I mean, yeah, I got up. It was stupid. I apologized to Rich. What the hell else do you want me to do? He was right. I canceled my trip. What my parents didn't want to come here. My Lord. It's not like we fought for 4 hours. I didn't leave the building. Jesus, between you and Twitter and everyone else.
Four?
Yeah, I like the topic.
Okay. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Freddie, I just want to commend you for being the bigger man, coming back in there and apologizing, okay? That I told my kids about that. I said, Freddie, now that's someone you need to be influenced by.
That's right, I'm an influencer.
Have you noticed that now the coronavirus has turned into talking politics and religion? Like, you can't even speak about it. Don't talk about it. It's getting crazy. It's Looney Tunes. Do you hear these calls coming in? I don't get it.
Everyone's out of their mind. I don't know what... yell at me about Twitter or something. What are you yelling at me? I left the room for 10 seconds and I apologize. What the hell else do you want me to do? I apologize to him repeatedly off the air and repeatedly on the air.
By the way, somebody said, Fred, I don't think you've caught on that's the same guy that calls in several times a week just to bust your balls.
Well, I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
You're off your game a little bit. A little bit.
Off my game?
A little bit. No, you're not off your game. Here's what I will say. You're taking the bait.
Yes, of course I'm taking the bait. I'm mentally weak. Of course I'm taking the bait.
I mean, off the game a little bit. Just a little. That's all.
Well, listen.
Do you want somebody who wants to give you a verbal hug or somebody who wants to yell at you?
Oh, he needs a pat on the back. He needs an attaboy. Okay,
line three sounds all right.
All right, well, let's break, and then we can all have everyone yell at me.
All right.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.fast40.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. If you're just joining us, I just want to mention this real quick before you talk. If anyone happens to be listening, our app, I think, switched to like national or something.
Well, you get DA.
Yeah. Well, either that or it's like some fun. But so if anyone's listening, I know Nick's on the phone. Mm-hmm. Please switch it back. Thank you.
Yes.
No, it's not DA because we don't have them anymore. Okay. So here's yesterday. Yesterday I got annoyed with Rich. So I left the studio not for a long time. And then I came back in and I apologized. Now, I've also, in fairness to him, have canceled my trip to Aruba, and much to my financial dismay, and I have my parents were thrilled that they don't have to come here. So I was wrong.
Yeah, the reason that the annoyance was that Fred and I had a spirited argument as to whether or not I said this was something to be taken seriously. Fred said it was just the flu. We had a spirited argument, and that's what happened.
Yes, and then I made the mistake of going on Twitter and immediately was informed that my wife is having sex with a trainer. So I got that going for me, obviously. So, now I have a private eye who I've got to talk to. David, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
So, just wanted to chime in really quick. So, I know a little bit earlier, someone was mentioning the fact that Fred would, I think what they said was Fred needs to see a therapist, what the guy said, right?
Yeah.
He needs to see somebody. All right, well, I work as a psychotherapist. I'm not trying to bring you on as a patient or anything like that, but I think it's very interesting. Oftentimes, a lot of the stuff that happens clinically plays out on the air. You've said many times, I think, that you at times suffered from depression.
More anxiety than depression, but yeah.
More anxiety than depression, right?
Right.
And I couldn't imagine the difficulty of navigating those things and then being on the air and then looking at Twitter comments and Facebook comments and like how that impacts. It makes for great radio, but it's really hard to function that way.
Yeah, well,
so I just want to say
that would be my book is called "It's Hard to Function This Way." Is exactly what I would call my book.
I mean, don't you sometimes find that like being on here is your therapy?
Yes. That's the thing is that sometimes with when people talk about a therapist, it's someone that they can unload their things on. But I do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep me taking these phone calls?
Well, here's someone. Only do the ones that's giving you a hug. Like Ryan on line three.
Get a pat on the back. You'll feel better about yourself.
All right. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. So you know how you were talking about why do people need to hear you talk about coronavirus now?
Yeah.
Earlier? Well, there's a hilarious skit by Dave Chappelle who knows just about everything. And he says, during 9/11... on the news, people were asking all these celebrities, what should they do? And they talked about how they're interviewing Ja Rule, and they're like, I need to know what Ja Rule is thinking about 9/11. I can't survive. And you're like the Ja Rule of coronavirus. I need to know what you're thinking about coronavirus.
I'm putting together a scam festival as well. So
that's a t-shirt. You're the Ja Rule of the coronavirus.
Have you seen speaking of the Fyre Festival, have you seen the trailer for the Joe Exotic documentary on Netflix made by the guy who did the Fyre Festival documentary?
No. Who's Joe Exotic?
Dude, he's the guy running for president who owned all the Tigers and hired somebody to murder the woman who was and is now in jail for dude, it looks awesome. Because as much as I knew about the Joe Exotic white he was this guy who was, I ain't cutting my hair, I have had some kinky sex, I am gay. And he's this dude who ended up like owning these Tigers illegally. And then he tried to make a reality show, and there was this woman from an animal like rights place said, no, who's this maniac? You're not supposed to have tigers. And he hired somebody for like $2,000 to kill her, and which, of course, didn't happen because they're like idiots. And so now he's in jail. And there's a documentary that's on Netflix, I think, next week, and it looks awesome. They got all this crazy video from inside, like him being there. And he had like rock videos. He made an album and made like 16 music videos. And they're amazing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be your new favorite, like, documentary. I can tell.
He made 16 music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Is he playing with the animals?
Oh, yeah. There's one that's like, I saw the eyes of a tiger, and the tiger saw me, too. And there's, like, a heart around them and stuff. It's, like, something that somebody made in, like, media productions class in 1992.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, that is something that I have to see. All right. We have many things on the way. I'm done talking about myself. I've reached the point where I no longer want to talk about myself. What hat is that, John?
Miami Hurricanes.
Miami Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. The app is back up, by the way.
Thank good.
There you go. You can listen to us on the app again. All right. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
All I know is that there are one, two, three people who work at the station and one gentleman who owns a very successful restaurant over in Saugus. Who every year they take a big pilgrimage to one of the biggest events in all of sports, that being WrestleMania. None other than, of course, the Kowloon crew themselves. Sarge, Joe Murray, James Stewart.
Yep.
Stewart's kind of like he's kind of like a lone wolf now.
A little bit, but for this trip that they take to this big event, you know, he's part of it. You know,
oh, okay.
Yeah, Andy Wong says, come on back here.
Yeah,
he's like the prodigal son.
Wait, so he'll sit with them? Because it was a very big deal that on whatever the hell it was called, Monday Night Raw or whatever it was,
yeah,
that he wouldn't, that he was had better seats.
Fred, if somebody offered you one front row ticket to Raw, are you not taking it? Come on.
I mean, that's a dream.
I mean, you saw him next to Daniel Bryan, right next to all those 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know, doing, yes. That was really funny, by the way, what he was doing. But next weekend, I believe, was when this was all supposed to happen, right? That's WrestleMania? Well, guess what? According to Ryan Bass, who is a reporter in Tampa where this is all going to be held, it looks like there's a meeting tomorrow discuss canceling WrestleMania. Oh no, the Kowloon crew.
Can't Mr. Wong step in and make this not happen?
He just walks in with like a plate of like Saugus wings and egg rolls and goes, guys.
Yeah, just like a bag of money and like some spare ribs and just says, what do you want out of me?
Maybe we can change your mind on a few things. And they just makes it rain Mushu pork. And all of a sudden everyone's head spins. Oh, we gotta have WrestleMania now.
By the way, Wallach has grown very fond of his Kowloon sweatshirt.
It's in rotation. Oh yeah, it's in rotation.
I have one too.
Yeah.
How'd you get one?
I was given one. I think you were given one too.
I went to a Kowloon party last year and they were giving these away, so here it is.
I like it. I'd wear it. I'm partial to zip-ups. I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, no,
it's got a zip-up.
This is in heavy rotation. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I like it a lot.
All right. No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying that it's in rotation.
Yes, indeed.
I'm just saying that you're not a stranger. So this is...
So what do the Kowloon crew do? I mean, they've already got the little hall pass away from the ladies that weekend.
They get out the figurines and they stage their own matches. That's what happens.
And maybe
do you have something is canceled like
that. You go to Sarge's backyard and you do your own WrestleMania? Yeah,
exactly.
They got a hall pass.
They get the tables out there and they slam each other through them just for fun.
Yep.
I mean, it's got to be hard. I mean, maybe just go to the Loon and look at the pictures and.
Ooh, are you talking all weekender at the Loon?
Yeah,
ooh.
Like you go there and you reminisce about the greats of back in the day.
I just need to know, what is your plan B? What's your plan B? I mean, I've had to think of a plan B. I was next month supposed to go to Barcelona to go watch that FC Barcelona game. Wanted to do that my entire life. And now I got to think of a contingency plan. So the Kowloon crew, this is on their doorstep. I think that's next weekend. You know, because the reason I know that is because in the Gronkowski story, they said that I thought that that's when he could... It would be WrestleMania, right? I might be wrong. But either way, even if it's April 5th, it's still on your doorstep. You got to make a decision now.
Yeah.
What's your contingency plan, Kowloon crew?
Do you still go to Tampa and just, like, hang out and hope some wrestlers pop in?
Just because they're always in Tampa anyway?
Yeah, because
that's a good point.
Do you make a pilgrimage to Hulk Hogan's house?
I know somebody who lives in Panama City. It's my sister-in-law. And she says she sees Buff Bagwell all the time down there.
Buff Bagwell, a male escort.
He is. He's been making a decent amount of money. His skin, very
red.
Very healthy red.
No, not really.
No.
He looks like a man who has had his problems.
Was there anything more astounding than wrestlers during that steroid era of like 2000, 2001, when it was Scott Steiner, you had Buff Bagwell, Kurt Angle, who just got jacked all of a sudden.
Former Olympic athlete on steroids.
Like Goldberg's a huge dude, and he wasn't even like thought as one of the most muscular guys.
Well, yeah. Steiner was disgusting looking.
Steiner had muscles on muscles. Yeah. It was like the Popeye cartoon when he would flex, and it would be like just a mountain of like boop, 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 boop. That was Scott Steiner.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that, like, of the few people you can look at and go, like, he was too big. Like, it got gross.
Oh, yeah, it definitely got gross.
Yeah, it just, yeah, he had muscles on the muscles. It was disgusting.
Tell me that's not a pay-per-view that you wouldn't pay for if you got the Calhoun crew to set up their own backyard wrestling tournament with Backyard Sarge. Somebody said hashtag SargeMania20. I would, you know what? You
guys want to manager.
You guys want to make a little money? You want to make a little cheese? Let me live stream that some bitch. Let me do that.
Mr. Fuji.
Maybe.
All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com.
Go to www.bestfording.com/special-event-disclosures for full details.
Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Roadnizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Roadnizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Roadnizer Home Services. Visit Roadnizer.com to schedule today. That's Roadnizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.